The Gemara on Chaf Gimel, the Beis and Shabbos, has the famous debates regarding priorities. Someone who doesn't have enough money to do both mitzvos of Shabbos and mitzvos of Chanukah, what takes precedence? So if you have Ner Beiso or Ner Chanukah, so we say Ner Beiso is Adif because of Shalom Bayis. If Ner Beiso or Kiddush, so then we say Ner Beiso Adif Mishim Shalom Beiso as well, even though Kiddush Hayom is Doraisa and Neros are Derabanan, but we know that Kiddush can be done with Challah. And then what about Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush Hayom? Right, if you keep going through the bracket, so now you're left with Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush Hayom. So what's the halach over there? So we answer that first we would think that Kiddush Hayom is Tadir. However, maybe you would say Ner Chanukah goes because of Pirsumei Nisa. And in fact, the Gemara concludes in the name of Rava, Ner Chanukah Adiv Mishim Pirsumei Nisa, that Ner Chanukah takes precedence over Kiddush because of Pirsumei Nisa. Tosos over here, the top Tosos, Dir Maso Hadar Pashtei Ner Chanukah Adiv Mishim Pirsumei Nisa, doesn't really talk about what was discussed in the Gemara, but does talk about a discussion that comes up for us every year when Shabbos Rosh Chodesh comes out in Chanukah, what's the correct readings? This is a very good Tosos for Gabayim, and what's the correct order of those readings? We know that we take out three Sifrei Torah on Shabbos, Parshas, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. So what are those exactly? So V'nir l'Rashba, k'shachar Rosh Chodesh, Teves, Lios v'Shabbos, sheish l'haftir b'nir v'zacharya, m'shim p'shim nisa, so the Rashi points out that when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, the Haftarah should be from Sefer Zechariah when we talk about Pirsumei Nisa, and not the normal Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we have the Shabbos for Chodesh Nisan, and not that of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Shemaim Kisi. But Od Kivan Shemaftir Kori B'Shal Chanukah Yishlo L'Haftir Minyan Shekara. And also, since the Maftir is related to Chanukah and Sefer Bamidbar, so obviously it'd be appropriate that the Haftorah should reflect that of the message of the Maftir. We might be familiar, we might recall, even though it's we're nowhere near the time of Chanukah, that we have six aliyos from the regular Parsha, the seventh aliyah is from Rosh Chodesh, and the Maftir is from the laning regarding Chanukah. Umasha makdimim lekros b'shal Rosh Chodesh mishim dekriyas haTorah, kim the matzim leyevet tarvayu v'tadir pesumi nisa avdinan tarvayu v'tadir kodem. And the reason that we read Rosh Chodesh first is because of the issue of Tadir Shino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Rosh Chodesh is more Tadir, and therefore we read that one first before Chanukah, since that's the rule of Tadir. Ava Hecha de Lo Efshar, Lama Ava Tarvayu, if for whatever reason you can't accomplish both, Pursumei Nisa Adif. So again, this is how we connect back to the Gemara, that Pursumei Nisa is Adif. But Ode B'Kriyas HaTorah, Ein Kolkach Pursumei Nisa She'eino Maskir Baneros Kamubav Torah. And additionally, there's not a lot of Pursumei Nisa regarding the Kriyas HaTorah itself, because it's not an explicit mention of the candles regarding Pursumei Nisa. Just talks about the Voda of the Beis HaMikdash in regards to dedicating the menorah and whatnot. But unlike the HaTorah, which is much more explicit in mentioning the Pursumei Nisa of the candles themselves. But Onir L'Rashba, the Alkein, Ekdimu Shal Rosh Chodesh Kadesha, Maftir Yikar B'Shal Chanukah, V'Yiftor B'Neiros D'Zacharya. And therefore, the Rashba concludes that therefore the reading of Rosh Chodesh comes first, not just because it's Tadir, but also so that the Maftir should be Chanukah, and therefore you accomplish the Pursumei Nisa through the Torah in regarding the reading of the candles, the Neros Chanukah, in Sefer Zechariah. The next Tosos is commenting on what the Gemara is talking about, that there's certain skulos for one who's makpid on certain mitzvos, and within those mitzvos is to be lighting the candles, the Chanukah candles, the Shabbos candles. So Tosos says, Peir Shabbal Ba'isha, Lekach Amar Trey Gavri Ravarve Nafke Mehacha. And when it talks about being makpid regarding the mitzvah of Neros, so we must be talking about both the wife and the husband are makpid, because then it says two great men came out of this from this couple. Because later on the Gemara says that she, the woman, was makpid on the mitzvah, and that's why over there only one great person came out for her schus and not for the schus of her and her husband.